As you try to play out every possible scenario, there are a lot of bad ones that we are trying to assess while keeping our eye on the need to get humanitarian aid in, to try to do everything we possibly can to support the Syrian opposition, to make it credible, to have it be both inside the country and outside the country, speaking on behalf of the Syrian people, inclusive, representative. And, you know, we're trying to help push a democratic transition. It took more than a year in Yemen, but finally there was a new president inaugurated. People kept being killed all the time. So these are very painful situations. There's no getting around it. I feel like everyone else watching the video, and I also have the, you know, additional information that comes from all kinds of intelligence sources. So I know how terrible things are in parts of Syria. Other parts are totally unaffected. So this is a difficult but necessary engagement for the world to stay focused on.